And we're heading into summer when there are all sorts of delicious fruits available. But wouldn't they be better in cake? Yes, cake. And if you don't want to bake, or you don't want to bake much, but you want a delicious dessert, here now resident chef Kathy Gunst has some ideas for you. Kathy, I always think that fruit can be made better by cake.
Absolutely. And cake can be made better by fruit.
Right. We have a couple of examples. So you're right, though, that you don't feel like heating up the whole kitchen with baking.
Yeah. So, I mean, on a humid summer day, it's the last thing you want to do. But there are many ways to get around this. I've made three different cakes for you.
Yes, you have.
One is a traditional baked cake in the oven. One is a refrigerator cake, and one is an ice cream cake.
Oh,
and for fear of melting, let's start with the ice cream
cake. Is that this one here?
That is that one.
It looks like a big Oreo.
This is the most refreshing, simple, and might I say fun cake to make, because what you do is you mix and match. You want to start with at least two flavors of ice cream. Mm. I made this in a bowl, and I took a metal bowl, and I lined it with parchment paper, and then I put vanilla ice cream in on the bottom.
It looks like you put a little something under
it. I did. I crushed chocolate cookies. Oh. I threw them in the food processor until they were very fine. I lined the bottom. Then I did the vanilla. Then I melted some really good semi-sweet chocolate, and I laid that on top of the ice cream. Mm-hmm. Once that's set, I put my next flavor of ice cream. In this case, it is a butter pecan, and then more chocolate crumbs and more chocolate. Mm-hmm. Now think of the possibilities. What about ginger snaps with ginger ice cream and raspberry sorbet, or lemon sorbet with the chocolate and crushed lemon cookies?
How about moose tracks with...
And there you go. Okay, I got you on the track here.
Oh, man.
Any cookie you love, any ice cream you love, the chocolate, although it sounds like it's not a chocolate sauce, I literally melted very good quality chocolate, and it hardens and it tastes like the outside of those very expensive ice cream bars.
Yeah, and then do you, before you eat it, do you have to freeze it? Is that...
You freeze it between each layer.
Between each
so
layer.
It only takes time because of the freezing.
Yeah.
And then you unmold it by putting a warm towel around the edge of it and pop it out, and you get this gorgeous layered cake. Now, you could surround that with raspberries and blackberries, and it would be quite stunning.
And it would make you feel as if you were doing something healthy.
Something healthy. Yeah, you can have a thin sliver of this.
Wow, it's gorgeous. Okay, now we have another one that... It also looks like an ice cream cake.
It's not. That is a trip back to childhood. This is a chocolate strawberry whipped cream refrigerator roll. Did you grow up with these where you layer chocolate cookies with whipped cream?
Yes.
And you put it, that's what that is. Mm. But I upped the game a little bit by adding some fresh sliced, ripe, seasonal strawberries. And then I grated some of the cookies on top. And that's what that chocolate dusting is. You literally whip some cream, layer some chocolate cookies you buy at any supermarket, and put a slice of strawberry in between, whipped cream on top, and the next day your cake is ready.
It's
or
like
that
a,
night.
It's like a log.
I do want to mention my mother-in-law, Nancy Rudolph, made that for her children, and then my children, every time they went to see Granny, Granny, please make the refrigerator cake.
Yeah.
And she did every time. So,
so
that's an honor of her.
And you think
of course.
Her, too. All right, we come here to,
this is our traditional cake. This I baked in an oven. And I just want to point out that when it's hot, I always bake first thing in the morning or late at night.
Okay.
Because the sun is not burning. Your kitchen's not quite that hot yet. I like to do it in the morning because I wake up with a lot of energy. This is
what, you?
Me? Moi? This is a sour cream lemon bundt cake. And this came from our very own producer, Karen Miller Medzen. Karen learned this recipe when she went to the Cambridge School of Culinary Arts.
We have to brag on her a little bit.
Totally.
Karen Miller,
she's turned into a major
she's
baker.
She's amazing. Every year she wins the Public Radio Bake Off.
This is
and
right.
We'll show you some of her cakes. We'll put some of the pictures at herenow.org.
Well, she was bragging to me, oh, Kathy, you have to try my citrus cake. And I'm like, send me the recipe. I got this beautiful cast iron bundt tin. I'm going to try it. I added only lemon, Meyer lemon, fresh lemon, lemon zest. Mm. And I called Karen and said, I've made this cake 10 times. And every time I make it, it's better than the time before.
And you know, pretty soon, Kathy Gunst, you're going to get it right.
No. Yeah, right.
This is amazing. You can taste I mean,
it's such a good summer cake because it's refreshing, right?
But even though it's got, what did you say, sour cream?
I used Greek yogurt, actually, a little bit lighter and a lot of lemon zest. Karen makes it with orange and lemon. I like the purity of the lemon flavor. This is a cake. Once you make it, you can do the whole thing in about 20 minutes and pop it in the oven and walk away. And again, do it when the sun's not at its peak. And this cake will keep for several days. This would be so beautiful with some mashed rhubarb simmered up in water, some sliced strawberries, fresh berries, because it's a very quote-unquote plain cake, but it's the best type of cake because it's not too sweet, unlike our ice cream cake.
Which, oh my God, you know, it is going to melt, so probably we should stop
think,
now.
Part of your job not to let that melt.
Exactly. That would be so bad. Kathy Gunst, Summer Cakes. We'll have all of the recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.